Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I'm a child. I want to say something. Jesus, I want to tell you what's going on. Jesus said to his disciples as he came into Jerusalem that there's a donkey over here, the foal of the ass that's over there. I want you to go get it and bring it to me. They went and got it and brought it to him. People began to lay palm branches out in front of him, lay their garments out in front. He rode into the temple. When he got in there, he turned over the table of the money changers, drove them all out. He said, "You've made my father's house a den of thieves." He said, "But I've cast this all out of here." And when he did, this is where you are. He's purged our temples. The little children started singing Hosanna to the King. Second generation was born. Second generation started coming to him, walking up. They brought the lame and the blind, and he healed them. And the people began to scream Hosanna. Hosanna. The priest, they who superintended and oversaw the money changers and the thievery and all of that was blown. You know why? Because they saw perfect praise. Perfect praise coming up. And you know that's what's pouring out of here? Is perfect praise. There's a second generation revival. A second generation revival. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for it. Let's thank God for it. God, we thank you. We thank you for this second generation. Thank you for this second generation. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, save our children. Save our grandchildren. But it isn't limited to just our second generation. It's the second generation of Pentecostals out there that's coming in. Hallelujah, that's coming in. You're going to look up here one day and they're going to be everywhere, packed out. And you're going to remember this night. This is the night that God actually said, the temple is clean. I'm riding in on it to fulfill prophecy. Hallelujah, fulfill prophecy. And that prophecy was fulfilled. Sheheli olobo kitale andai. I prophesy right now in Jesus' name. I'm believing it's the Holy Ghost, but I am calling for an ingathering of souls tomorrow, to start tomorrow right here. And we're going to see them needing to be baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, signs, wonders, and miracles. They're going to cry Hosanna, Hosanna to the King. They're going to cry Hosanna. God's going to put it in their heart. They're not going to know why they came here. They're just going to come. They're going to come. Musicians are going to come. Additional musicians are going to come. A choir is going to come. Mellow voices of worship is going to come. People are going to lift their hands up in praise and adoration unto God and say, "We want your God to be our God." Hallelujah. 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 Home cell groups are going to spring up. And there's going to be miracles take place in those home cell groups. Why? Because Jesus said, "I have come into this tabernacle to bring miracles and signs and wonders." Miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray, my Lord, have mercy. Come on now. I need your help. Let's worship. Hallelujah. Let's worship. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anybody have a testimony of something going on right now? Hallelujah. Anybody got a testimony? Hallelujah. Sister, come on. There's not a feeling like that feeling when a fast goes right. I mean, the whole body is purged. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to know when to quit a fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else while Sister Turner prepares us a course? Praise God. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Let's believe God. You know, while we're believing God for that, let's believe God. You know, I forgot what those skin rashes and stuff, what do they call those things? Let's curse them. And let's believe God. Let's believe God that everybody that has it that comes into this church will walk out of here without it forever. As a sign. In Jesus' name. We thank you for healing our sister. Thank you for drying up that skin rash. Oh, God, it cannot come back. It cannot come back. It's been cast into hell. The demon on the earth that has afflicted the flesh of men and women and boys and girls with that skin disease, that skin rash, we cast him into hell. We don't need to go to Johnson & Johnson and look for medication. We've got the healer here tonight. We got the healer here tonight. The healer here tonight. Heal, oh God. Release it. Release it in Jesus' name. I'm going to prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, along with everybody else, that that disease or sickness will never come in this church and abide again. It will be healed and taken off right here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, as a sign. As a sign. As a sign. Hallelujah. Didn't God give us a penny as a sign? Didn't God give us a dime as a sign? Now he's going to give us a sign that these skin diseases, whatever you call it, eczema or whatever, is going to be healed also. This church will be known. This church will be known. Not just for finding pennies and dimes, but for seeing skin rashes on people healed. While they come here to worship, just sit there. Instead of looking down and finding a penny and a dime, they're going to look at their arms. Say, man, it's gone. Amen. Amen. To the next generation. And when this church is outgrown and you have to relocate, we're taking that with us. Amen. Taking it with us. Now let's believe God for it in Jesus' name. Father, we believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that that skin rash is gone in Jesus' blood. It will never come back. Will never, never affect anybody in this church. Hallelujah. We release that whirlwind, God, to take that out of here. Take it out of the air. Take it out of the flesh. Take it out of here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something else that's gone. I don't know what it is. But I'm telling you what, the whirlwind of Elijah just came right through here over our heads. Hallelujah. Something went out that wall. It won't ever be back. My God. You need to check your mind and your body and something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. My Lord. I'm going to prophesy again. Hey, why not? Hallelujah. It's not pressure on me. Hallelujah. I tell you, my Lord, I do believe that visionary ministries, you see, you've got to have folks that are seers. 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 That can sustain that which has been prophesied or that which has been said, it's here. You've got to have seers. Amen. God blessed me in our church. We developed them, but we had seers. I was in New Jersey. You take this ministry to New Jersey City. Take this ministry to New York City. And boy, you've got something on your hands. So this pastor was sitting there talking to me. He said, "Man, you appear to have an unusual ministry and all of these things." And he said, "Do you see these things and these things happen and experience?" I said, "Oh yeah." I said, he said, "Well, could you share one with me?" I said, "Well, I'll just tell you, I was staying in a pulpit one Sunday night. Roof come off the house, and it looked like a stagecoach, old Western stagecoach, and these six horses come sailing around, and it lit and landed in the foyer of the church." And he said, "You saw that?" I said, "Yeah. I mean, I was in it and saw nothing else." And there was a coachman and a guy holding the reins, and a guy sitting beside him, a guy on the back holding on. And the guy sitting beside this guy came down, walked down the aisle of the church and walked in front of the pulpit and said, "Africa is hungry. We have come for food." And I said, "Fish is a ministry that is associated with me." And I said, I raised my hand and said, "Feed them." Well, the stagecoach loaded with fish. I mean, it was loaded. I mean, top everywhere. And the guy went back and got up on the stage, coach, and it just took off like Santa Claus reindeer. Well, I've never expected anybody to say thank you to me for anything. That's just not who I am. And all of a sudden, I was broken, crying, and I couldn't get it out of my spirit. He didn't say thank you. And I'm struggling with this thing because that's not who I am. I'm still in this vision. And I'm saying, "God, rebuke this thing." He didn't have to say thank you. And my seer, old Rocky, sitting over there on the far side, he raised his hand and said, "Bro, can I say something?" Well, I came out of it. And I said, "Yeah, Rocky." He said, that fellow from Africa that was sitting on that stagecoach, he looked down at me and said, "Tell Turner thank you for the fish." You should have seen New Jersey lean back on that one. You're going to have your own stories. You're going to have your own stories. Your own stories in Jesus' name. Father, we release unto them now the experiences in your kingdom, that they will have their own stories of the supernatural, healings and miracles and visions, Word of God being explained through your Spirit. Hallelujah. In Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do except sing. I'm not going to preach. It's over. I just gave to you my sermon was Jesus going to the temple and cleansing it. So you got it. We're gonna let the Holy Spirit do something here. Salvation, Hosanna! Somebody get that mic over there. Yeah, get that other mic. Let's do this thing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hosanna, blessed be the rock,
blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Well, let's sing it from our heart. Let's sing it. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. Worship him. Hallelujah. 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 Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just excuse the fact that I'm making reference to myself. But I have a sermon that I preached years ago back in early 91, 90 about Jesus Christ the Rock. I haven't brought y'all a copy of that, have I? If my wife will remind me when I get home, I'm going to make you a copy of it. Probably of all of the experiences I've ever had in God, we were, it was birthed at home in a church, but we were in Dominican Republic, I think it is. And we'd been laying there for hours, trying to find something for those beautiful people. So that they could pass it on to their children. God gave me that revelation of the rock in the wilderness. Well, we know that. Water came out of it and stuff. But that day in prayer, he said, I want to show you myself in that rock. You know, I pray with all my heart that God will do the same thing here for every one of you. That he'll just scoop you up and say, I want to show you who I really am. I want to show you some things. And when I got to Jacob, he just started. And when I saw Jacob, it's like I'm sitting there watching him wrestle. I exhausted, totally exhausted. Laid his head on that rock out of exhaustion. He wasn't looking for comfort. He was looking for peace. Laid his head on that rock. And that old rock just reached up. Wrapped itself around him. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus, Paul said, was that rock. Who did he say? Christ Jesus was that rock. Was that rock. All the way through. I'm believing that that rock it is the cornerstone to this church. And out of that rock is going to flow miracles and signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And I want you to tell your children and your children's children that that rock is the foundation stone of who we are. I'll send you, I think I put that over on CD. I think I did. But I'll find it. Did I do that or not? Yeah, I don't know. But everything that rock is going to manifest itself right here. Hallelujah. I don't want to quit. Have you ever looked back at him and apologized for being human that you hate to leave him? God, I'm so tired. I'm so physically tired. I can't pray any longer. And you wake up crying and said, I didn't hurt your feelings. I didn't hurt your feelings. There's a walk with God that's being developed in this church. It won't ever be forgotten. It won't ever be forgotten. I got to shut up and sit down, but it just won't ever be forgotten. I think we need to tell him how much we love him. You see, this is not because I'm here. This is because you fasted and you prayed. Someone called me the other day and said, thank you for praying for me. God answered my prayer because God answered me because you prayed. And I wasn't really thinking. I just hung the phone up and God spoke to me immediately. Said, you call them back and tell them I answered their prayer, not yours. It thrilled me. I could just see the day when I was just a teenager And God answered my prayer. And not somebody that prayed for me. But God did it because He answered my prayer. Does that make sense? Don't you feel like you need to win something every now and then? Amen. And if somebody else is not winning the battle, you're winning it yourself. Amen. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Yes. Yes. Excuse my limping. There's two things that I do that create this. One, I eat cereal with milk. And the other, I drink milkshakes. And within 15 minutes of doing either one, I can't walk. Yeah. So, I think it's the sugar in both of them. Yeah. But one of these days... Shut up. Just shut up. One of these days... I don't know why you... How'd you put up with her 58 years? Oh, those beans. She grew up and fussed today, fixed those beans, and you... Yeah. I'm going to tell you what the Holy Ghost told me. You've been a seer. You're just asking for more. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I anoint you to be a seer.
Hallelujah. And the Lord anoints thee to be a seer. And He breathes His breath upon you. Receive your calling. Receive it now with clarity and understanding. You will see the word of the Lord. You'll see prophecies. You'll see those things spoken. You'll see dreams and visions. And you'll guide.